Yeah.
And then look at that mark.
Okay. where would they keep hogs nowadays?
Well, out in the field, know. All I know, pastures.
Yeah. Okay, you wouldn't talk about a hog pen or a hog lot or...
A hog pen, where you keep them in a pen. Well,
hog lot.
A hog lot, if it's a large enough place to where the several would range, call it a hog lot.
Okay, where did you keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, at our place, there was... We call it in a cellar, we call it then. It wasn't in the basement, so it was just a hole in the ground. And it's cooler down there. And you pack it down there, and that'd keep it for about a day, maybe.
Did you take
and then, where we lived, there was what we call a spring at the foot of the hill. Mm-hmm. Running water inside. It didn't run outside. It had a big mouth to it, and the water just ran across the mouth of this thing, and we take these buckets, put them down in there, and put a big rock on it to hold it down. If it did, it wouldn't, it would float up. As it come a big rain, the water would get up and wash it away. And if we wanted to keep watermelons, we'd carry them down there, you know, so we'd have a cool watermelon.
Okay, what would you call a place now, a farm where they have a lot of milk cows?
Well, dairy, but they didn't have them in those days around over the country, but they do have now.
Okay. And what would you call a place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals walk around?
Well, the only place we had was a horse lot.
Okay. What was that like?
Oh,
just a fence built around where they couldn't get out, couldn't get too far away, and we'd have a pond of water in there where the water, drainage water, you know, would fill this pond up for drinking water for them, mm-hmm. inside of this lot. They could go there and get the water, and the fence would keep them from getting away and getting out, you know, out of range. And the stable, the barn, whatever you want to call it, was right there, and open the door, let them in and out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the place where you'd let them out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton?
And not a thing in the world, not in this country.
They never raise any of that around
here? Oh, no, not in this country. That's in West Tennessee. Our crop's tobacco.
Oh, yeah. You say tobacco grows in a... what?
It grows in a field.
Okay. What about something smaller than a field?
Plant bed is where they sow the seed till they get large enough to transplant mm-hmm. the field. Or plant bed.
Okay. Suppose you grew some, say, peas or something, and it wouldn't be enough to talk about a field of peas.
Well, it's called a patch.
A patch. Okay. What about lot? Do you talk about a lot? Or a...
Well, you could call it that. You have a fence around it, or... call it a lot, I guess, if you wanted to.
And the pasture, you know.
Okay. About kinds of fences. This is a kind of a wooden fence that you might have around your house.
Paling.
Paling. What does that look like?
Fine. Looks about like that thing above your head there. They weren't fancy like that, but I mean they're just nailed on the crossbars.
So just straight across?
Straight across. That's
right. You ever see any that came up to a point like this?
Yeah, we had them like that. Keep the paint at the point, makes it look a little more